First, we are taking this opportunity to say that the world has to pay more attention to youth engagement and political processes. It's a very alarming sign seeing young people are not showing up in the election day and not voting. I think this raises serious questions for all of us. Our take on that young people are interested in politics, but they don't find political processes accessible or appealing. And part of that is making sure that they are granting the right not only to vote, but also to run for public office. That's why today we are launching a global campaign that started in Nigeria, and we're taking it to a global scale. It's called Not Too Young to Run, and it's available online at nottooyoungtorun.org, which is an open source campaign allowing young people to debate questions of concerns about how to engage young people in political process and democracies, and how to ensure this largest generation of young people not only cast a vote, but have a voice too.
Tell me a bit about what are young people telling you in Nigeria?
I visited Nigeria a few months ago, and I was struck when I learned that young people there, they put together this campaign, and they are demanding to lowering the voting, the standing for office age from 30, currently it stands at 30. And that's what young people in Nigeria are calling to lower. I mean, it's a country with over two-thirds of its population under 30 years old, and you can't just tell them that all what you can do is to basically engage as voters, but not also have the right to be represented. So I endorse that campaign. We support it. In fact, I met with the vice president of Nigeria, expressing my full support to that campaign and asking for more political leaders to support this effort. And as we were exploring this campaign, we found out that it resonates not only with Nigeria. In fact, it's a global trend where only 2% of parliamentarians under the age of 30 and half of the world's population is under the age of 30. So we get to do a better job in ensuring that this massive generation of young people who participate online, they engage in political issues day and night, they tweet, they post about things, and yet the formal political structure is just like, is not seeing them good enough to be part of it.
And what is it that youth can actually bring to the political process?
I'm glad that you're asking me what they bring, because usually some people think that youth participation, what we are giving to youth. I think that's my message very much, is what you're asking me is, it's not really about like doing a favor to young people by listening to them. We're doing a favor to ourselves, for governments doing a favor to themselves, institutions like the UN is doing a favor to itself by listening and opening up for young people. Young people, they bring a sense of urgency they bring a validation for policy, and they bring fresh ideas, but also they bring the ingenuity and the creativity and the passion to do things in the ground. They are idealists, but also they are realists in their approach and pragmatic in the way, and particularly youth organizations who are here. So I think the human rights community will find a massive potential in engaging with young people as human rights defenders, as youth activists, and to really strengthen the human rights-based approach to development in general, and particularly when it comes to youth development. The next 14 years are critical to all of us for the SDGs and for all the ambitious agenda we adopted. I think the question for human rights should be at the heart of this. So I think it's great for the UN and Geneva and the Human Rights Council to really benefit from the amazing contribution that young people could offer, and how all these youth networks that have massive following base around the world will be able to get young people aligned with the values of the United Nations and with the goals of the United Nations.